campus office at 217-328-2323.
Well, meteorologist Ed Kieser says it should be a sunny day today with a high around 82. It's 60 on Friends Plaza. It'll be along with details on the weather after AM 580 News. Here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Officials for both the Unit 4 School District and its teachers' union say they're pleased with the tentative contract agreement they reached last night. Negotiators announced the agreement after less than 5 hours at the bargaining table. If ratified by both sides, the contract will cover 800 Champaign school teachers represented by the Champaign Federation of Teachers. A teacher ratification vote is expected in the next 2 weeks to be followed by a school board vote possibly on October 13th. The agreement came nearly 3 months after the old contract expired on June 30th. Illinois Federation of Teachers spokesman John Nadler says some of the delay was unavoidable because of delays in Springfield on the state budget.
It's really difficult in this state with the way that the budgets are worked out in Springfield for the school district to start bargaining, truly bargaining early, because the state budgets have not always been set. And so they don't know what their budget's going to be, so it makes it difficult to really get down into the meat of things until August, and then by the time school's starting.
Neither side is releasing details of the contract until after the ratification vote. But both Nadler and Champaign School Board President Dave Tomlinson say teacher salaries was the final issue to be settled during last night's negotiations. State regulators have approved a rate hike for Ameren customers of more than $160 million. Illinois Commerce Commission ruled on the utility's request yesterday in Springfield. Meanwhile, a consumer watchdog group says it will appeal the decision. Dave Collada, executive director of the Citizens Utility Board, calls it devastating given the state of the economy. The utility company has said the hike was needed to handle the rising cost of maintaining power lines and delivery of power and natural gas. But Collada says Ameren is sending mixed messages.
You know, Ameren always says one thing on Wall Street and they say another thing on Main Street. On Wall Street, they talk about how well they're doing financially. And if you look at their stock price, if you look at their profits, they're still doing very well. Of course, on Main Street, they plead poverty. We don't think the evidence in this case shows that Ameren needs a big rate increase here.
Some state lawmakers have also protested the fee hike, along with Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan, who argues that Ameren was really asking for a guarantee of higher profits that it already earns. Collada notes that even members of the ICC's own staff had determined that Ameren didn't need a large rate increase. The rate hike takes effect next week on October 1st. Ameren had initially sought an increase of $247 million, but that figure was brought down as the commission conducted a review process. The new rates will vary depending on where a customer lives. The steepest increases for Ameren IP customers. The Commerce Commission projects those with IP will see bills jump as much as $18 a month for electricity, and the approximate additional charge for natural gas will be between $4 and $9. The ICC estimates anyone serviced by Ameren CIPS will pay up to about $5 more for electricity and as much as $6 more for gas. The ICC projects someone living in the Silco territory will actually see a decrease of about 55 cents a month in electricity bills. Gas bills should go down between $4 and $9. The University of Illinois could soon have a fourth campus equal to those in Chicago, Springfield, and Urbana, only this one would be virtual. U of I President Joseph White says he wants to seek accreditation for Global Campus online learning program.
With its own accreditation, Global Campus can initiate program development by recruiting individual University of Illinois faculty from across our three campuses, both active faculty and emeritus faculty, and those faculty can lead the development of the programs we need.
White says as of now, the Global Campus Initiative relies on other colleges and departments to establish degree programs. But he says they don't have the capacity to provide the affordable undergraduate degree programs for thousands of students that are envisioned for Global Campus. So far, about 121 students have enrolled for Global Campus. White says the accreditation could be in place within 2 years. He says he will present his proposal to the Board of Trustees in November. If approved, the first courses under the restructured Global Campus initiative could come as soon as next fall. Donald Trump says a $750 billion bailout of the financial industry is a black eye on an American economy that last week was rushing into one big depression. Trump spoke at the topping-off ceremony for his new Trump and International Hotel and Tower in Chicago. The 92-story commercial and residential development that at 1,360 feet will be the second tallest building in Chicago after the Sears Tower. But Trump says he thinks the bailout under consideration in Congress this week is necessary. He says he thinks it will stave off depression. So far in the current troubled housing market, Trump says he has sold 75% of the condominiums in his tower. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 7:30 with headlines at 7:06. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA store in Rantoul and Catlin, and Jerry's IGA in Hoopston and the Round Barn Center in Champaign. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 6:35, and our chief meteorologist, Ed Kieser, joins us for another in-depth look at weather. Morning, Ed.
Good morning.
Well, this weekend, a lot of things to be going on. Football's not in town. It's at Penn State, but there's a beer and chili cook-off tasting event, a new annual thing that's been going on for several years in Urbana that a lot of people will be going to, and, of course, you know, Market at the Square. And a special note that at the Market at the Square this weekend, you know, there's been a lot of buzz about the True Illini Spirit, the history of Memorial Stadium. We'll have those DVDs on sale.
Really?
For $21.50, and that includes tax. So if you saw the show and you want to get one, you didn't have a chance, $21.50.